8. Major Traffic Laws Part 2. Basic Driving Laws. 8.1. Basic Driving Laws. Signs, Signals, and Road Markings. When you were a child, did you ever play with Hot Wheels cars? Those cars really were fast. You would set up the Hot Wheels track with a little mini town and railroad station. The problem was, when you used more than one car at a time, you would end up with one car on the road and one car off the road, or one car hitting the unfortunate people waiting for the train at the station. After a while, like all kids, you just resorted to crashing the cars into each other. Do you remember the sound effects you would make when they crashed? Some kids get really creative and make their fastest Hot Wheels car go down the track from the top of the ironing board and crash right into the train. Imagine you're a city planner laying out a town that has hundreds of thousands of cars traveling through it at rush hour. This is not a game. There has to be a detailed plan to control the flow of traffic on the road. Can you imagine millions of Hot Wheels cars on your track and you being responsible for their safety? Our transportation system. It takes years of planning and research to design a traffic control system. It takes a lot of work to keep millions of vehicles moving safely on the road. Think of all the chaos that would be created if we didn't have red traffic lights, stop signs, speed limits, and road markings. It might be exciting for a few minutes, like a giant Hot Wheels track, but when the crashes started with real lives at stake, it wouldn't be so much fun. So the next time you're angry because you're stopped at a red traffic light and late for school, remember that all these controls are created to ensure that you arrive safely at your destination. Our transportation system consists of many components: you and your vehicle, other drivers and their vehicles, other roadway users, pedestrians, bicyclists, pavement markings, road signs, and other devices that keep all those components moving in harmony. Let's read more about the parts of the roadway that keep us safe while driving our vehicles. Traffic controls. Traffic controls are divided into three groups: 1. Signs, 2. Signals, 3. Road markings. Signs. Traffic signs are divided into the following categories: 1. Regulatory signs, 2. Warning signs, 3. Guide signs. Know these signs by their shapes and colors. Did you know that the shapes of signs indicate what is ahead? A school zone ahead sign is in the shape of a schoolhouse. Warning signs are diamond-shaped. A railroad crossing sign is round, and a stop sign is octagon-shaped. Regulatory signs, like speed limit signs and no parking signs, are rectangular. Regulatory signs. Regulatory signs are white or red signs that regulate the flow of traffic and advise motorists of any laws for that area. For instance, speed signs are posted in order to keep traffic from moving at an unsafe speed. No parking signs are posted because parked cars in that area would slow down or present a danger to traffic. School zone signs are posted to ensure that traffic moves at a safe speed for children walking to and from school. Stop signs, yield signs, and signal lights stop traffic so that cross traffic can continue to flow smoothly. If you cannot safely enter the road, stop and wait until traffic is clear before moving ahead. The stop sign is the only 8-sided traffic sign. It means that you must come to a complete stop before entering the intersection ahead and yield to traffic close enough to be an immediate hazard. If there is a crosswalk, stop before entering the crosswalk. The yield sign means slow down so you can yield the right of way to pedestrians crossing the roadway and to vehicles on the intersecting street or highway. The Do Not Enter sign is white on a red background. It means the motorist is approaching a one-way highway or ramp from the wrong direction. This marks a one-way roadway with traffic coming against you. You must not enter the one-way at this point. Railroad crossing signs are posted to warn you that there are railroad tracks ahead. There might also be a large X or double R marked on the pavement. Whenever you approach a railroad crossing, look for indications that a train is coming. If electrical or mechanical warning devices are flashing, a gate has come down, a worker is signaling with a flag, or an approaching train is visible, you must come to a full stop between 15 and 50 feet before the railroad track. Never stop on railroad tracks. Once the train has passed, do not move forward until the gate has gone up and you are sure there are no other trains approaching. If you're in heavy traffic, make sure there is enough room for your vehicle on the other side of the tracks before you cross. If your car stalls on railroad tracks when a train is approaching, don't waste any time. Immediately get yourself and your passengers out and away from the car. Always approach railroad crossings with caution and be sure that all tracks are clear before you cross. No right turn. This sign means no right turn is permitted at any time. No left turn. This sign means no left turn is permitted at any time. No parking. Before you park your vehicle, always check for signs telling you whether or not you can park there or under what conditions parking is allowed. Parking signs must be obeyed. Never park in a fire lane. Never park in a space reserved for handicapped drivers unless you're legally entitled to do so. When leaving a parking space, always make sure you yield the right-of-way to vehicles that are already in the lane you're trying to enter. Handicapped parking. You must not park in a parking space designated for persons who are disabled on either private or public property unless A. the vehicle being parked is operated by a person with disabilities or under the direction of a person with disabilities, and B. the vehicle visibly displays a disabled parking permit. Speed limit. Speed limit signs tell you the speed limit under normal conditions. You must adjust your speed for conditions. For example, if it begins to rain, reduce your speed. School zone speed limit. These signs tell you the speed limit in school zones during the hours indicated. School zone speed limits may also be displayed on lighted signs with flashing amber lights. Emergency stopping only. This sign means that stopping is permitted only for real emergencies. No U-turn. These signs are posted where it is unsafe to make a U-turn. Warning signs. Warning signs are black and yellow, except those used in construction areas, which are black and orange. These signs are used to warn you of hazardous conditions ahead. Drive with extra caution when you encounter a warning sign. Some warning signs tell you about changes in the road. For instance, a reduced speed sign is posted to tell you the highest safe speed you are allowed to drive on a curvy or bumpy road. A merging traffic sign will indicate that you should be prepared for other vehicles entering from another roadway. Warning signs are usually diamond-shaped, but there are some exceptions. School crossing. Slow down and watch for children crossing. Pedestrian crosswalk. You must yield to pedestrians in the crosswalk. This sign means that just ahead is a location where people on foot often cross. The crosswalk may not necessarily be at an intersection. Use caution as you approach and drive more slowly and carefully, watching both sides of the street for pedestrians. Bicycle crossing. When you encounter this sign, slow down and watch for people riding their bicycles. Slippery roadway. When it's raining, the roadway may become slippery. Slow down and drive carefully. Uneven pavement. The portion of the roadway you are about to enter is uneven. When you encounter one of these signs, slow down and be prepared for changes in the roadway. Lane ends, merge left. The number of highway lanes ahead change. The right lane is about to end. Merge left into the adjacent lane. Construction zone ahead. There will be road construction for the next 13 miles. Reduce your speed. Be on the lookout for flaggers, one-way traffic, other signs, or obstructions. Proceed with caution and obey signs and instructions. Workers present. This sign means there are construction workers present. Reduce your speed and watch out for the workers. Guide signs. Guide signs help us find our way on the highway system. These signs are usually green and white. For instance, Disney World 10 miles is a guide sign. Some guide signs are blue and white. These indicate services ahead, such as hospitals, food, service stations, and hotels. Brown and white signs are also guide signs. They indicate parks and recreational areas, camping spots, and hiking trails. This guide sign shows an entrance to Interstate 95 heading toward Miami is 1 mile ahead. This indicates an exit for a rest area, which usually contains picnic tables and restroom facilities. The H indicates a hospital is nearby. These signs sometimes have an arrow indicating the direction of the hospital attached below the sign. Brown guide signs inform you of parks, recreational areas, or monuments. Signals. Traffic signals are located at intersections where the level of risk increases. Special use signals may operate at certain times or on demand in school zones, near fire stations, or near factories. Traffic signals may be vertical or horizontal. The most common lenses are red, yellow, and green circles. Come to a complete stop at the marked stop line or before moving into the crosswalk or intersection. At most intersections, after stopping, you may turn right on red if the way is clear. Some intersections display a no turn on red sign, which you must obey. Left turns on a red light from a one-way street into a one-way street are also allowed. Stop if you can safely do so. The light will soon be red. Go, but only if the intersection is clear. Yield to pedestrians and vehicles still in the intersection. If turning left, wait for a gap in oncoming traffic to complete the turn. If you turn left or right, yield to pedestrians crossing in the crosswalk that you turn into. At a flashing signal, you must either stop or slow down, depending on the color of the light. A flashing red signal means that you must come to a full stop. You must slow down and use caution at a flashing yellow signal. A law enforcement officer can overrule traffic signals. If a law enforcement officer is present, follow the instructions provided by the officer. A flashing red light indicates that you must stop and proceed only when it is safe to do so. A flashing yellow light means slow down, proceed with caution, and be prepared to stop if necessary. Road markings. Generally, there are four types of pavement markings: centerline striping, edge striping, crosswalks, and pavement messages. Center lines. The center line is the painted stripe in the center of the road that separates traffic proceeding in opposite directions. Under the new uniform code, center lines must be painted yellow on two-lane highways and white on multi-lane highways and one-way streets. Broken lines are used in areas where there are no restrictions on passing when it is safe to do so. In areas where passing is not allowed, a solid yellow line is painted alongside the broken line. If the solid yellow line is on your side of the center line, you may not pass. If passing is not allowed for traffic in both directions, the broken line will be replaced by two solid yellow lines. Lane dividers. When a roadway consists of two or more traffic lanes for vehicles moving in one direction, the lanes are divided by broken white lines. These broken lines may be crossed when passing. Edge striping. In many areas, the right and or left edges of the highway are marked with a solid white line. This line indicates the outside edge of the traffic lane and may be crossed only by traffic moving to or from the shoulder. Occasionally, yellow lines are used for left edge lines on divided roadways where traffic cannot pull entirely off the roadway, for marking of obstructions, and for traffic islands, which must be passed on the right. White solid line. A solid white line is used to delineate the edge of a travel lane where travel in the same direction is permitted on both sides of the line, but crossing the line is discouraged. Double solid white lines. A double solid white line is used to delineate a travel lane where travel in the same direction is permitted on both sides of the line, but crossing the double lines is prohibited. Crosswalks. White solid lines are used to denote pedestrian crosswalks at intersections and, in some situations, between intersections. A driver must stop at all crosswalks which are occupied by pedestrians if there are no controlling signals. Pavement messages. In some areas, pavement messages are used to warn of conditions ahead, such as school zone, railroad crossing, etc. Such messages are lettered on the road surface in white paint. Here are some examples. Two-lane, two-way roadway, passing prohibited in one direction. The solid yellow line indicates a no-passing zone for traffic flowing in that direction. The broken yellow line indicates a passing zone for traffic flowing in that direction. Multi-lane, two-way roadway with two-way left turn lane reserved exclusively for left-turning vehicles in either direction. High occupancy vehicles only, HOV lane. HOV lanes can be found on major highways. To occupy the HOV lane, you must have two or more passengers in your vehicle or be driving an energy-saving vehicle, hybrid. These lanes are indicated by a diamond on the roadway. A solid yellow line on each side of the roadway means no passing in either direction. However, you may cross these lines to turn. Broken white lines indicate lane separation for traffic flowing in that direction. Solid yellow lines indicate no passing zones in both directions. White lines are also used to indicate a bicycle lane. If you need to make a right turn or enter a driveway, you may use the bicycle lane, but only after you've checked carefully and made sure that there are no bicyclists nearby. Two parallel white lines mark a crosswalk for pedestrians. Most of the time, you'll find them at intersections, where pedestrians can use them when they have a green light or walk signal. Remember, pedestrians can be unpredictable and may not cross with the green light, or may not allow themselves enough time to cross before the light turns red. Be aware of this and always yield to pedestrians when they are crossing. Crosswalks are not always at intersections. When approaching one of these crosswalks, slow down and keep a lookout for pedestrians. If anyone is in the crosswalk, you must come to a complete stop and allow them to cross before moving again. Remember that pedestrians may not always follow the pavement markings, so always be cautious and prepare to yield to anyone who steps into the roadway. White lines also indicate the start of a turning lane. When you're making a turn, be sure to be in the proper lane. Use your signal at least 100 feet in advance of the turn. If you're not in the correct lane at that point, you should wait until the next intersection to make your turn. Car number 1. Make a left turn from the leftmost lane into the left lane of the road you're entering. Car number 2. Make a right turn from the right lane into the right lane of the road you're entering. If the road markings allow more than one lane to make a left turn, you should turn into the lane that corresponds to the lane that you're leaving. Some intersections will be marked with a special lane specifically for left turns, in which case you should make your turn from that lane. Always follow the white arrows marked in the lanes at an intersection. They will tell you whether you're allowed to make a right turn, a left turn, or only go straight ahead. Always reduce your speed before making any turn. Signs, signals, and road markings keep traffic flowing safely. Always obey these controls and you'll reduce your chances of being in a crash. Special lanes. In high traffic density areas, you may sometimes see an entire street or a few lanes on a street marked with cones. The cones may indicate that a lane or street is being used out of the normal. For instance, to help relieve congestion at a sports or cultural event, entire streets or a few lanes will be used for traffic going in the opposite direction from what is normal until the traffic congestion is cleared. Carpool lanes. Some highways have special driving lanes for carpools called high occupancy vehicle lanes, HOV, sometimes marked by a diamond symbol. Most highways have special on-ramps for carpools. Using a high occupancy or carpool lane requires a minimum of 2 occupants per vehicle, including the driver, unless you are driving an energy-saving vehicle, hybrid. Signs at the on-ramp or along the highway tell you the number of passengers needed to use that lane and the days and hours that the requirements apply. Some highways may have a special lane for buses only or buses and carpools. This lane is also marked with a diamond symbol. Highways. On a 2-lane highway, use the left or center lane for passing. When there are 3 or more lanes, use center lanes. The right lane is best used by slow-moving vehicles and vehicles that are approaching their exit. The left lane is for passing or for approaching an exit on the left-hand side of the highway. Limited access highways are entered using an on-ramp, which sometimes includes an acceleration lane. The acceleration lane allows you to accelerate to the same speed as the traffic so you can merge smoothly. Try to locate a gap in the traffic and adjust your speed to match the speed of the other vehicles on the highway. Act decisively and avoid merging too slowly, which could cause a collision. When approaching a toll booth on the highway, reduce your speed and allow trucks and trailers to cross over to their designated lanes. When leaving a toll booth, look on both sides for vehicles that are merging from multiple toll booth lanes back into the regular highway lanes. City streets. Plan your route ahead of time in the city. Try to travel at times other than rush hour and find roads where traffic travels most easily. Whenever possible, stay on main streets, which are wider and controlled by traffic lights. Traveling side streets can present hazards and make it more difficult to travel across town. Driving in the city, on the open road, and on the highway. In all cases, the following distance between you and another vehicle should be at least 2 to 3 seconds, depending on how fast you are traveling. In the city, 2 seconds is usually sufficient, but on the highway where you're going faster, leave a 3-second gap. Here's how to leave a 3-second gap between you and the vehicle in front of you. You're in car A, following behind car B. Choose a stationary object on the side of the road in front of both cars, such as a tree, a sign, or a telephone pole. When car B passes that stationary object, begin counting 1001, 1002, 1003. If you don't have time to count all 3 seconds, you're too close. Adjust your speed and check your following distance again. Learn to drive defensively in the city, on the open road, and on the highway. When you're driving, you must be prepared for any situation that arises. Here are some observations of people driving on the roadways and their habits. Some of these habits are both dangerous and illegal. For example, one driver decides to exit the highway at the last second and cuts across 3 lanes of traffic. The law requires that drivers signal for at least 100 feet before changing lanes. For safety's sake, you should also ride for at least 50 feet in a lane before making another lane change. Before changing lanes, signal for at least 100 feet. Look over your shoulder. Look in your rearview mirror. Stay in your lane for at least 50 feet before changing lanes again. Another driver is stuck in a traffic jam. The lane next to the driver is an exit-only lane. The driver pretends she or he is exiting, but instead cuts back into traffic. If a law enforcement officer sees this, she or he would ticket the driver. The law states when there is enough room for 2 cars to pass and 1 car is turning left, you can pass on the right. On the freeway, you can pass on the right, but you cannot use an exit-only lane to pass on the right. That's illegal. Another example of illegal and unsafe driving is when drivers don't use turn signals when changing lanes on the highway because they are afraid that other drivers will speed up to keep them from getting into the next lane. A defensive driver will wait for these aggressive drivers to pass before trying to change lanes and then signal properly before doing so. Another driver is about to miss his or her exit on the highway and backs up in the travel lane to get back to the exit. That's illegal and extremely dangerous. Instead of putting themselves and other people on the road in danger, drivers who miss their exits must go to the next exit, turn around, and then return to the correct exit. Some drivers drive fast in the slow lane or slow in the fast lane. Any time that you're impeding the normal and reasonable flow of traffic, you're breaking the law, even on the highway, and will be ticketed. You can travel as slow as 50 miles an hour, the posted minimum speed on most highways, in the far right lane, which is the slow lane. Blind spots. Some drivers don't realize that all vehicles have blind spots. A blind spot is when you look in your mirror or over your shoulder, and for a brief second, no one is there. All of a sudden, a car or truck appears alongside you, like magic. The vehicle was there all the time. It was just in your blind spot. Trucks have larger blind spots than cars because they're 4 times longer. Try to avoid driving alongside a truck if you can help it. If you're next to a truck, slow down or speed up to get out of the blind spot, which is the entire side of the truck. Country roads. One difference between driving on the highway and on the open road in the country is that the roadways are not well lit. As a result, when you're coming up to a curve or going around curves, they're hard to see. You can't see there is no shoulder on the side of the road. You can't see the signs until the very last minute. Country roads have different obstacles that we don't see in everyday driving, such as farm equipment crossing the road, tractors driving slowly, and maybe even deer jumping out in front of your car. There are stands on the side of the road selling peaches and apples, and country stores and little mom-and-pop gas stations. People are pulling in and out of these places. You really need to pay close attention. If it's dark, use your high beams when there's no oncoming traffic within 500 feet, and you're not following another car within 350 feet. Country roads are often not well maintained. There are more potholes on these roads that you cannot see. Dirt, oil, and fuel accumulates on the surface of the road, increasing your chances of skidding or hydroplaning, especially during the first half hour of a rainfall. The mixture of the rain and these fragments make it very slippery when driving, so be careful during the first half hour to an hour of rainfall. Try to avoid driving during these periods. It's harder to have an escape route on a country road. Most country roads are narrow, two-lane roads without a shoulder. If someone crosses over into your lane and is about to hit you, where do you go? On a highway or on most city streets, you have more lanes. You could escape. On country roads, there might not be a convenient escape route. Hills. Country roads are often narrow and hilly. If you're driving on a two-lane road in the country going uphill and a car is coming at you going downhill, who has the right of way? The car going uphill has the right of way. The reason is when you're going uphill, you need momentum to climb the hill. If you stop on the hill, it's extremely hard to build up momentum again to continue climbing the hill. If you're going downhill, you just have to apply the brakes to stop and release them to start going again. Other users on our roads. School buses. On a two-way street or highway, all drivers moving in either direction must stop for a stopped school bus which is picking up or dropping off children. You must remain stopped until all children are clear of the roadway and the bus signal has been withdrawn. Passing a stopped school bus is considered a moving violation and requires the completion of a basic driver improvement course. There is a minimum fine of $100, and if a second or subsequent offense occurs within a 5-year period, the offender's license will be suspended for a minimum of 90 days up to a maximum of a 6-month period. If a school bus with the stopped signal displayed is passed on the side that children enter and exit, there is a minimum fine of $200. A second or subsequent offense occurring within a 5-year period will result in the driver's license being suspended for a minimum of 180 days up to a maximum of a year. If the highway is divided by a raised barrier or an unpaved median at least 5 feet wide, you do not have to stop if you are moving in the opposite direction of the bus. Painted lines or pavement markings are not considered to be barriers. If you're moving in the same direction as the bus, you must always stop and not go forward until the bus stop signal has been withdrawn. Emergency vehicles, including law enforcement, fire engines, ambulances, and other emergency vehicles using sirens or flashing lights. When you encounter an emergency vehicle, pull over to the closest edge of the roadway immediately and stop until the emergency vehicle has passed. Do not block intersections. Move Over Act. Drivers are now required to move over or slow down when approaching an authorized emergency vehicle that is stopped on a highway in Florida. There are several important provisions concerning the Move Over Law, which took effect July 1, 2002. On interstate highways or other highways with two or more lanes traveling in the direction of the emergency vehicle, and except when otherwise directed by a law enforcement officer, drivers approaching a law enforcement or other authorized emergency vehicle parked on a roadway with their emergency lights activated are required to vacate the lane closest to the emergency vehicle as soon as it is safe to do so. In other words, if you encounter an authorized emergency vehicle parked by the side of the road with its lights flashing, move over into the lane farthest away from the emergency vehicle. A new law that went into effect on July 1, 2014, made important changes to the Florida Move Over Law. In addition to police, fire, and tow trucks, the law added sanitation vehicles, garbage trucks, and utility service, water, electric, cable, vehicles to the Move Over Law. When approaching a law enforcement or other authorized emergency vehicle parked on a two-lane roadway with their emergency lights activated, and except when otherwise directed by a law enforcement officer, drivers are required to slow to a speed that is 20 miles per hour less than the posted speed limit when the posted speed limit is 25 miles per hour or greater, or travel at 5 miles per hour when the posted speed limit is 20 miles per hour or less. A violation of this act is a moving violation punishable with a fine and points on the driving record. The Move Over Act was designed to protect law enforcement and other emergency workers on our highways. Large vehicles. Large vehicles include not only trucks, but any vehicle you have trouble seeing around, including buses, vans, delivery trucks, motorhomes, and some sport utility vehicles, SUV. Large vehicles have blind spots on both sides of their vehicle, just as smaller vehicles do. These blind spots are called the no zone. Drivers of large vehicles must use their mirrors to see around them, and as the bumper sticker says, "If you can't see my mirrors, I can't see you." If large vehicles need to swerve or change lanes for any reason and cannot see the vehicles around them, a crash can occur. Try not to stay in the no zone of either side of a large vehicle any longer than is necessary. Another no zone is when a large vehicle is making a wide right turn. The driver of the vehicle may need to swing wide to the left in order to safely negotiate a right turn. If you are directly behind or beside them, the driver will be unable to see you. Cutting in between the vehicle and the curb on the shoulder to the right increases the possibility of a crash. Another no zone is when a truck is backing up. Sometimes a truck must block the street to maneuver its trailer accurately. Never cross behind a truck that is preparing to back up or is in the process of doing so. Most trailers are 8.5 feet wide and can completely hide objects that come between them and the loading areas. Drivers attempting to pass behind a truck that is backing up enter a blind spot for both drivers. Sharing the road with vulnerable road users. A new law went into effect on July 1, 2014, called the Aaron Cohen Life Protection Act. This law requires the driver of a vehicle involved in a crash that results in serious bodily injury or death to a person to immediately stop the vehicle, render aid to the victims if possible, and to remain at the scene of the crash until released by law enforcement authorities. The law was created to strengthen the previous law for fleeing the scene of a crash by increasing the minimum mandatory prison sentence and license revocation. The law also defines vulnerable road users. The Act made the following changes to the previous law by requiring a minimum mandatory prison sentence of 4 years for a driver who leaves the scene of a crash resulting in the death of another person, raising the minimum prison sentence from 2 to 4 years for a driver under the influence of drugs or alcohol who leaves the scene of a crash resulting in the death of another person, requiring a minimum 3-year driver license revocation, requires that the driver participate in a victim's impact panel or department-approved driver training before reissuance of a driver's license, issuing penalties if the crash involved a vulnerable road user. A vulnerable road user means 1. A pedestrian, including person actually engaged in work upon a highway or in work upon utility facilities along a highway or engaged in the provision of emergency services within the right-of-way. 2. A person operating a bicycle, motorcycle, scooter, or moped lawfully on the roadway. 3. A person riding an animal. Or 4. A person lawfully operating on a public right-of-way, crosswalk, or shoulder of the roadway, such as a farm tractor or similar vehicle designed primarily for farm use, a skateboard, roller skates, or inline skates, a horse-drawn carriage, an electric personal assistive mobility device, or a wheelchair. Those who are especially vulnerable include children, elderly people, the disabled. Let's take a look at each type of vulnerable road users. Pedestrians. Of all the highway users, pedestrians are the most vulnerable. It is the special responsibility of drivers to watch for and protect pedestrians. The term pedestrian includes persons walking on sidewalks adjacent to the roadway, on the roadway where there are no sidewalks, or crossing the street at an intersection, whether there is a marked crosswalk or not. Persons on roller skates, inline skates, skateboards, or non-motorized scooters. Individuals working on the side of the roadway, whether in road construction zone, repairing utilities such as cable, electrical, or water lines, or engaged as part of a sanitation crew. Emergency workers, including tow truck operators, at the scene of a crash or other emergency adjacent to the roadway. In 2012, 4,743 pedestrians were killed in traffic crashes in the United States, an increase of 6% from the 4,457 pedestrians killed in 2011. Of the 4,473 pedestrians killed, 476 were in Florida. On average, a pedestrian is killed in a traffic crash every 2 hours. There were 76,000 pedestrians injured in traffic crashes in 2012. On average, a pedestrian is injured in a traffic crash every 7 minutes. During 2012, 32% of the pedestrian fatalities occurred between the hours of 8 p.m. and 11:59 p.m. Many pedestrians who do not drive are not fully aware of traffic laws, including those that pertain to signals. Many do not know the distance needed to stop a moving vehicle. Never assume that pedestrians will move out of the way. In some situations, you may have to stop to allow a pedestrian to cross safely. Try to let them know you are there with a tap on your horn or hand wave. Many pedestrians assume that drivers will yield the right of way to anyone in the crosswalk. When they cross at an intersection with a walk signal, pedestrians may not even look for oncoming traffic. Pedestrians wanting to cross the street often stand in the street instead of on the curb. They may even dash across the street without warning. During a rainstorm, pedestrians may be more concerned about protection from the weather and pay little attention to moving traffic. Pedestrians who are engaged in work along the roadway, such as emergency personnel, construction, or utility crews, may be paying more attention to the job than to the traffic. It's especially important for drivers to slow down and obey the move over law when encountering these types of pedestrians. Be alert for pedestrians at night, even in well-lit areas. It is often difficult to identify pedestrians at night. Watch for pedestrians when leaving an alley or driveway. Always stop before crossing the sidewalk and look for pedestrians. You may tap your horn as a warning. Once across the sidewalk, be prepared to yield the right of way to other traffic on the street. Although a jogger is safer using a sidewalk or jogging path, you may encounter joggers on the street. A jogger who is coming toward you should see you, but a jogger whose back is toward you may not hear you coming. Be aware of joggers who are wearing music headsets because they won't be able to hear you coming. Pedestrians using skates, inline skates, or skateboards will be traveling faster and may not be able to stop as quickly as other pedestrians. Be especially watchful for these types of pedestrians. The moment you step from your vehicle, you are a pedestrian. The knowledge you have about driving should make you more aware of possible problems and conflicts with pedestrians. Especially vulnerable pedestrians. Children. In 2012, one-fifth, 22%, of all children between the ages of 5 and 15 years who were killed in traffic crashes were pedestrians. In addition, children under 15 years old accounted for 6% of all pedestrian fatalities in motor vehicle crashes. Children, by their very nature, are unpredictable and difficult to see. Small children don't often understand the dangers involved when playing on or near roadways. Teens are impulsive and enjoy the thrill of taking risks. Although it seems teens should know better, they often operate in an it'll-never-happen-to-me state of mind. Exercise care when traveling through residential neighborhoods, near parks, and school zones. Watch for kids, including teens, who may be near the road. Expect the unexpected. Elderly people. Older pedestrians, ages 65 plus, accounted for 20% of all pedestrian fatalities and 9% of all pedestrians injured in 2012. The death rate for this group, both males and females, was higher than any other age group. Florida has an aging population with a lot of retirees. While they may still be healthy enough to get around, aging knees and hips don't allow them the same kind of mobility and speed they had when they were younger. It may take them a bit longer to cross streets. They may not be able to see or hear well and may be unaware of possible dangers. Be on the lookout when driving through retirement communities and tourist areas and exercise patience at crosswalks. Blind persons. The primary traveling aids for a person who is blind are often a white cane and/or a trained guide dog. Independent travel involves some risk that can be greatly reduced when you, the driver, are aware of the use and meaning of a white cane or guide dog. Drivers must always yield the right of way to persons who are blind. When a pedestrian is crossing a street guided by a dog or carrying a cane or walking stick that is white in color or white tipped with red in a raised or in an extended position, all vehicles must come to a complete stop. Mobility impaired persons. Whenever a pedestrian who is mobility impaired, using a wheelchair, crutches, a cane, or walker, is in a crosswalk, it is the driver's responsibility to stop at the intersection to allow the pedestrian to cross safely. Once the pedestrian has crossed safely, the driver may proceed with caution. If there is no sidewalk, mobility-impaired individuals with motorized wheelchairs or three-wheeled scooters may travel on the roadway. Use caution when approaching and give them plenty of clear space when passing. Current trends and devices for the safety of vulnerable road users. Complete Streets. A trend is growing in the U.S. for what is known as Complete Streets. Complete Streets is a concept that looks at not only the safety of motorists, but the safety of all road users, including pedestrians and cyclists as well. Many communities throughout Florida are urging their elected officials to consider complete street designs when road improvements are made. Complete Streets make the use of designated bicycle lanes, safer pedestrian crossings, and speed reduction measures. Speed reduction measures. One of the primary dangers to vulnerable road users is speeding traffic. Drivers who are driving too fast have less time to react if they should encounter a vulnerable road user in the road. Speed limit and warning signs aren't enough because they're commonly ignored by impatient drivers. In order to reduce motor vehicle speeds in areas where pedestrian and bicycle traffic is common, traffic engineers are looking at various speed-reducing measures, such as roundabouts. Roundabouts are circular intersections without traffic lights that force drivers to slow down while at the same time improving the flow of traffic through intersections. Speed humps and speed tables. These devices are less aggressive than speed bumps because they allow traffic to proceed at the posted speed limit, but speeders can find themselves launching off the far end, landing hard, and possibly causing damage to their vehicle. Speed cushions. Speed cushions consist of two or three smaller humps that force most traffic to slow, but are narrow enough to allow wider-bodied emergency vehicles to straddle them without having to slow. Curb extensions, also known as bulb outs, these extensions narrow the road at pedestrian crossings, forcing drivers to slow and exercise more caution. Other vulnerable road users. Bicycles. The first automobile crash in the United States occurred in New York City in 1896 when a motor vehicle collided with a bicycle rider, famous First Facts by Joseph Kane. In 2012, 116 bicyclists were killed in Florida, and an additional 6,058 were injured in 6,425 crashes. In the United States in 2012, bicyclist fatalities occurred more frequently in urban areas, 69%, at non-intersection locations, 60%, between the hours of 4 p.m. and 11:59 p.m., 48%. Most of the bicyclists killed or injured in 2012 in the United States were males, 88% killed and 80% injured, and most were between the ages of 45 and 54 years, 24%. Cyclists have a right, under the law, to use the roadway and are considered as a vehicle. When using the roadway, cyclists are required to obey all the rules of the road just like motorists. However, their small size and the fact that motorists tend to look for larger vehicles and don't notice cyclists make them particularly vulnerable. Another issue that makes them vulnerable is the impatience of motorists when operating around cyclists. As the driver of a motor vehicle, give bicycles extra space whenever possible. Some riders may not be able to control their bicycles well and may suddenly get in your path. Be sure to give extra space to young riders, riders who may be distracted, riders who may have been drinking, and older riders. As you start to pass, approach slowly and try not to frighten the rider. Before passing, be aware of the possible path a bicyclist may take. Florida law requires bicyclists to ride on the right side of the roadway, but a cyclist may swerve into your path for a variety of reasons that you may not be aware of, such as potholes, puddles, and storm drains. If you can predict a possible change of direction, you may be able to stop in time to avoid a crash. Always start your pass well behind the bicycle. You should have at least a half lane of space between your vehicle and the bicyclist. Florida law requires a minimum of 3 feet clearance between your vehicle and the cyclist. If you do not have this much space, wait for a gap in oncoming traffic and then pass. Before you move over to pass, signal to traffic behind you to let them know that you are changing lanes. Large three-wheel cycles are popular in some communities, especially retirement areas. They provide transportation and exercise. In retirement areas, riders of three-wheel cycles may travel in large groups. At night, use your low-beam headlights when traveling near bicyclists. Avoid shining your high-beam headlights into riders' eyes. When parallel parking, check for all types of pedicycles before opening the driver's side door. Complete Streets for Cyclists. As part of the Complete Streets and Speed Reduction initiatives, more and more cities are constructing roadways with either bicycle lanes or marking the lanes where cyclists commonly share the roads. Bicycle lanes will be located on the right side and are marked with both signs on the side of the road and the symbol of a bicycle painted on the pavement. Motorists are not permitted in the bicycle lane unless they are making a right turn. Before turning, make sure to check both your rearview mirror and turn your head to check your blind spot for cyclists approaching from the rear. Lanes that are shared between motorists and cyclists are marked with road markings known as sharrows, as shown on the left. In a shared lane, be aware that cyclists may ride in the center of the lane to avoid obstacles or in preparation for a turn. Use caution and allow plenty of room between yourself and the cyclist when driving in a shared lane. New types of intersection markings known as bike boxes and advanced stop lines are starting to appear in some Florida cities, especially in cities with large universities like Gainesville and Tallahassee, where cycling is a more common mode of transportation. These intersection markings are designed to allow cyclists ahead of motor vehicle traffic in order to make it safer for them to turn or cross intersections. When approaching an intersection with a bike box or advanced stop line, drivers should give cyclists the right of way by slowing, allowing cyclists to merge into the main lane of traffic, and stopping at the white line before the bike box. Motorcycles, including mopeds and motorized scooters. In 2012, 4,957 motorcyclists were killed in motor vehicle crashes, an increase of 7% over the 4,630 motorcyclist fatalities in 2011, and an additional 93,000 were injured in traffic crashes in the United States. Motorcycles made up 3% of all registered vehicles in the United States in 2012 and accounted for only 0.7% of all the vehicle miles traveled. In 2012, motorcyclists accounted for 15% of total traffic fatalities, 18% of all occupant fatalities, and 4% of all occupants injured. Motorcycles are more likely to be involved in a fatal collision with a fixed object than are other vehicles. In 2012, 22% of the motorcycles involved in fatal crashes collided with fixed objects, compared to 18% for passenger cars, 14% for light trucks, and 4% for large trucks. Numerous actions that motorcycles take can affect you. A rider must operate separate brakes for front and rear wheels to stop. In addition, the rider must coordinate foot and hand brakes carefully for maximum braking. If the front brake is applied independently, it can lock the front wheel and cause a loss of control. This may result in crashes with other road users. The motorcycle rider must coordinate the hand throttle, hand clutch, and foot gear shift lever to accelerate smoothly. If this action is not performed smoothly, a balance problem may occur. The problem is worse when a vehicle is following too closely. Following a motorcycle or a motorcycle following you may cause a problem. You should continuously check your rearview mirror and be aware of motorcycles behind you. When a motorcyclist is following you, try not to make any sudden stops. Rough weather and road conditions present greater problems to the motorcyclist than to the driver of a motor vehicle. Allow extra space for motorcycles in all adverse conditions. A motorcyclist can't cope with bad weather conditions as well as the driver of a motor vehicle can. For example, a puddle may hide a pothole that jolts your car. That same hidden pothole could throw a motorcycle out of control. Just as it is for drivers of motor vehicles, the worst time for a motorcyclist is immediately after it starts to rain. As rain mixes with the dirt and oil on the road, traction is greatly reduced. Since balance is important for motorcycles, reduced traction is far more critical to a motorcyclist's control. When you're following a motorcyclist who is crossing railroad tracks or carrying a passenger, use extra caution. Railroad tracks may present a special problem because motorcycle tires can get caught in the grooves of the crossing, which could result in the rider losing balance. You should predict that the rider might lose balance and/or control at a railroad crossing. Motorcycle licensing. How to get a motorcycle also license. All persons requesting a motorcycle endorsement must hold a Class E license or higher or meet the requirements for a Class E license, must complete a motorcycle safety course, basic rider course, BRC, or provide an out-of-state license with a motorcycle endorsement, except Alabama. How to get a motorcycle-only license. Under 18, must hold a learner's license at least 12 months prior to the issuance of a Class E motorcycle-only license. Must have no moving traffic violation convictions 12 months from the issue date of the learner's license. Must provide completion of an approved motorcycle safety course. Over 18, pass the vision, road sign, and road rule examinations or hold a current learner's license. Must provide completion of an approved motorcycle safety course. For more information, visit motorcycles.hsmv.state.fl.us. Source: motorcycles.hsmv.state.fl.us. Animals and horse-drawn vehicles. Visitors to cities like St. Augustine may regularly encounter horse-drawn sightseeing carriages, and, in more rural areas of Florida, it may not be uncommon to encounter persons riding on horseback along the side of the road. In these instances, it's the animal that a driver needs to be aware of and use caution when approaching. No matter how experienced or well-trained the rider may be, an animal can always be unpredictable and can easily be spooked. Since you will be approaching at a much higher speed, the riders may not be aware of your presence until you are very close. Slow down when approaching riders or carriages and make sure you have plenty of clear space to go around. Never honk your horn, yell, or do anything else that could startle the horse. Always be prepared for unpredictable movements on the part of the animal. Farm, agricultural, or construction vehicles. In the rural areas of Florida, especially during harvest time, you may encounter tractors, combines, or other types of slow-moving farm vehicles. In or near construction zones, you can encounter road graders or other types of heavy construction equipment. These vehicles have a right to use the road and should have a slow-moving vehicle sign attached to the back of the vehicle. These slow-moving vehicles generally can't travel more than 25 miles per hour, and their large size make it difficult for the operator to see traffic approaching from behind. Exercise caution and patience when encountering these types of vehicles. Wait until the road ahead is clear before attempting to pass.